Welcome to episode 79 of the Frank Online Marketing Show. My name is Tema Frank. Today we've got a really interesting interview with the founder of a company called Tagged Threads. And what they're doing is taking graffiti art and working with the artist to develop t-shirts and ultimately other clothes based on that graffiti art. But they've got some really, really clever, insightful ways to deal with the promotion and how to compete in what's really a very crowded market of t-shirts. So I won't talk a long time before the interview because it's a fairly long one, but I think you will learn a lot from this interview. Also, just one quick note, I'm going to be on the road for the next couple of weeks. I'm headed down to Portland for, as a Canadian, I find this embarrassing to say, what's called the World Domination Summit. But I heard so many great things about this when I was at New Media Expo that I decided I would give it a try, despite that kind of imperialistic name. So I hope to be able to bring you some clips and episodes from that over the next little while, but it is possible that I may miss an episode. It depends how my editing on the road works. Chat with you briefly at the end of the interview.
My name is Faye Yash, and I am the president and founder of Tagged Threads. It's a company that recently launched and is available to shop online, but we have a lot of plans and expansion and growth that already started happening and will continue to come up. But I think our story about, you know, how we kind of came about and the inspiration behind it is really special and unique, as well as some things that were incorporated into the establishment of the company and what we did to specifically reach the online market group and bring their online shopping experience beyond just online and bring it into their home as well. So it's a fun, interactive, playful way of shopping as well as bringing the art world in.
Okay, so let's just take a step back. Tell us exactly what it is that you sell.
We work with street artists, graffiti artists specifically to start with, and we have their artwork printed on clothing. We started with t-shirts, but we will be expanding to all different types of clothing.
Oh, that gets challenging. Then you've got to start worrying about sizing and stuff more.
That is the challenge of the apparel industry.
Yeah. What was your background, Bae?
So I do have a lot of experience with e-commerce, but it's mostly in the jewelry industry.
Oh, okay.
However, you know, when you're selling something, it doesn't really make a difference, the product that you're selling, because the tactics that are used are the same. And it was really an advantage to be able to have personally at least 15 years experience in the e-commerce world, being able to identify different frustrations from a customer's point of view, as well as, you know where the future of e-commerce is going, and as a starting business, to actually be ahead of the game and really be on track with the way things are going.
So what was your background then? You say you had 15 years experience selling jewelry online.
Yeah, I started off, I'm a certified gemologist. And
okay.
So I'm actually from the States, New York and Miami. I moved to Montreal about 15 years ago. And once I kind of moved here, I had to look for something that was a little bit less gemology and more in the business world, because it's kind of very, very niche and specific.
Yes.
So it was definitely, you know, learning the whole business aspect of things, which as you know, from 2000 to today, it's really grown and built up in ways that, you know, I don't think anybody could have imagined. So having that experience really, really helps. And I actually still do it.
So that was your own business then?
It's a huge company that I work with. And I've actually, interestingly, I touched on every aspect of the business. So I really got a full rounded experience in terms of every level and aspect, where I ran production offices overseas and managed all that, all the buying thing. And then I moved into sales and merchandising, and it's just
So you know what you're doing. That's fabulous. What was the genesis? What made you even think of doing tag threats?
It's something that kind of inspired me 3 years ago when I met the starting artist that we actually launched with. His name is Mr. Ability. He's a street artist from New Jersey. And he is super special in a sense where his artwork, he's not only talented, but he infuses such positivity. And he really is about getting that positive message out there. And when I saw his work, I told him from day one, you need to have that on t-shirts because it's too good to be hidden in the streets of Jersey. People need to see this. You know, the world, as it's kind of been evolving, unfortunately, there's so much negative that it's constantly a focal point in, you know, different news and media outlets and stuff. And it's so important to bring out the positive, and slowly but surely people are really seeing that and actually incorporating it into their lives. And, you know, a big part of wearing clothing and making it unique for who you are and representing who you are by what you're wearing is a great way to have positive graffiti artwork represented.
Right. Okay. I know that within the graffiti world, there are some artists who feel that part of what makes their work special is the fact that it is transitory, that it isn't kept in any permanent form. Have you run into that with some of the people you've approached? Or
very interesting because, you know, a huge part of the business, and I plan to have really a big group of artists that we work with, and I'm working on that and connecting with them. And I've actually established a really great relationship with the people in Montreal from Under Pressure, which is the longest standing graffiti artist festival. They've been running, I believe, 13 or 14 years. And they also have a magazine here. It's really creating a community for the artists.
Okay.
Part of what Tag Threads is doing is trying to actually take it and mobilize it and not just have it disappear. And, you know, anything that can kind of lighten up someone's day or put a smile on your face, it's worthy of being out there and not just, you know, getting covered up because someone repainted the wall.
Well, I've got to say, my whole attitude towards graffiti art has, at first, what did I know? I knew tagging, right? But then I traveled in Europe, particularly in Lisbon, Portugal.
There is some awesome stuff there.
And then
a year ago, I was in Buenos Aires, and there too, we did actually a graffiti tour of the city, which was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. Something to think about in Montreal if there are enough of them to be able to do it.
I've actually been contacting many people globally. There are some fantastic people in LA that I've been speaking with, some people in Germany, in Paris. Montreal obviously has a really, really great, I mean, specifically Montreal has a great community of artists that are actually pushing to legalize it. So it's quite interesting versus everywhere else where they know what it is. It's graffiti art. It is illegal. It kind of does excite the artist knowing.
Yes.
You know, give them that rush. But it's interesting because the way that the graffiti world is going is the artists that know their talent and want to reach success realize that they actually have to go outside of their normal territory of street art. And you know, with the street art industry and the art world, 10 years is a long time for a graffiti artist to be in the business, you know. So it's about also giving opportunity to the artist to be able to expand on that. And, you know, artists are artists. You can't change that. And, you know, it's about giving them opportunity to connect with their fans and also grow their fans in terms of being recognized.
How does the revenue share work then? When you sell a t-shirt, part of it obviously goes to you and part presumably goes to the artist, or how does that work?
So the way it works is that we have a submission form for the artist outlining the details of the requirements, and we offer a one-time commission fee for the rights to their artwork, as well as a percentage of royalty that they get for sales as long as sales run.
Okay.
One of the things that Tag Threads does as well is we like to give back. And from each sale, $1 of every sale goes actually to charity.
What kind of charity?
We currently have two charities that we support, which is Alzheimer's Society of Canada and Daniela's Place, which helps and supports people with eating disorders. It's a fantastic foundation, and I'm working on getting another one that's more connected in the art world, kind of infusing art with, well, I'll tell you a little bit about it more when I confirm it.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, so you've got the charity aspect. Okay, so I'm just thinking, so you've got the revenues, you've got to pay the artist, you pay for the production of the shirts, you pay this charity thing, you pay shipping, or do you? Do people pay for shipping?
So we actually have a promotion that is just about to finish. June is candy month, so we decided to make a sweet deal for everybody and offer free shipping within US and Canada. Once that promotion is over, I believe that we're going to still stick to free shipping in Canada for the time being, just because I know as an online shopper, because I do shop online, I hate when I check out and then all of a sudden my sale is like way more than I expected, and obviously can't do anything about taxes. So I'm trying to help everybody out and make it really accessible for everybody.
And so where does the production take place?
So we actually do all the printing in Montreal. Okay. And it's a fantastic process, which unfortunately, when I did the first run of production, it was so exciting that I kind of overthought things and missed something that I really thought was important, which is actually recording the whole process. So that people can actually see it and learn about the process. So that's in the plans for the next run.
Okay.
Aside from just the printing process, I'm also going to incorporate, you know, the picking of the t-shirts and the type of materials and stuff. So it's going to be a little bit more education for the public as well. But the t-shirts are printed here. And then I have a facility in Ontario that actually is a fully robotic fulfillment center. And they have all my inventory. All my orders are shipped within 24 hours. And actually, a third of them ship same day.
Cool. Yeah, and you launched, it was very recently. When did you actually launch?
Right, so it was May 23rd.
Okay, so too soon to expect profitability. So how are you promoting it?
Well, actually this weekend, Tag Threads has teamed up with one of the promoters for Digital Dreams Music Festival in Toronto.
That makes sense.
And so we supplied the staff t-shirts for them, as well as all the DJs that they'll be interviewing will be getting a Tag Threads t-shirt. Aside from that, I also have a promoter in LA and in Vegas that I've teamed up with. They're actually called Black Card Group, and they do basically VIP parties and things like that. So they have like a standing Friday night event at the W Hotel in Hollywood, which runs for the next year. We're also working on getting something hooked up there. If my LA contact graffiti artist works out, I can probably incorporate some sort of fashion show as a launch for him.
Oh, very cool.
And aside from that, though, I'm sure you know of the wonderful Nikki Yanofsky.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has a show tonight at the Jazz Festival in Montreal. She has not officially been, you know, representing Tag Threads, but she did post some pictures on her personal account, and she looks fantastic, obviously, in everything. But
right.
So, and the other person that I have, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mikey Bustos. He is Canadian Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Became popular from making it the top six on Canadian Idol many years ago.
Okay.
And he is a Filipino star. He lives in the Philippines now. He's grown his audience by creating a YouTube channel that he posts regularly on, and he's really funny. Aside from being a talented musician and comedian, he's just fantastic. And actually, a very interesting point about my relationship with Mikey is years ago, he introduced me to how important it is to have positive thinking incorporated into your life and what a difference it makes. So to a certain degree, I always mentioned to him that I should thank him, because if not for him, you know, maybe I wouldn't have noticed how brilliant and positive the artist is. So he's actually going to be sporting some Tag Thread tees and getting the word out there as well.
So I've got two directions I want to go here. I was going to ask you and want to ask you more about the publicity side, but also the positive thinking comment. Were you at a stage in your life where you weren't thinking positively and something changed, or?
Challenges. You know, we all have them, and sometimes they just mountain up. And, you know, if it's easy to say that you're okay and you're dealing with things and whatever, but sometimes when there's so much going on, you don't even have the time to recognize and pause and say, you know what, I really need to take care of myself now. So I was in a period of my life where things were quite difficult. I've definitely grown into all the challenges.
Yes.
And I, you know, I made it my life, and that's what it is. It's less about, and I think the most important thing is, I often would say, and I don't say this anymore, but I used to say, like, why me? You know, I do so much good. I'm trying so hard. I'm here to help people. Why me? You know, can I get a break? And I think that in itself shows that you're focusing on the wrong thing. Because
right.
What's going to happen is going to happen regardless. It's how you actually deal with it and what you make it to be. Like what I said, there's no problems. It's just solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not everybody is as strong.
Yeah.
You know, others to be able to actually incorporate that into their lives and really live it every day.
Okay, so let's go from there then. So the Tag Threads, the thing that struck me when I first heard about it was, this is one hell of a competitive business. There are so many t-shirt makers and online t-shirt makers that are doing really well. What makes you think there's enough room in the market for one more?
It's a very good question. And it's, I think the reason why, when I initially met the artist 3 years ago, I kind of didn't do anything about it because I kept saying to myself, well, you know, I did do my diligence. I told him what I thought in terms of business, what he should do, and it's up to him. But I don't really want to get into the clothing industry because it is so competitive. And, you know, there's so many people out there that do it well, that are successful, that am I really going into competition with them?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's less about being competitive with what's out there and about the uniqueness of Tag Threads. And that's where, you know, the customer experience, the whole setup of the company, everything that is involved with not just the t-shirt itself, but the purchase and what the customers are getting and the feeling of creating a community between the artists and the fans and connecting them and, you know, in a social, fun way is really right. Something that stands out.
So talk more about that. In what way are you connecting them in a social, fun way?
What I've done is one of the things that, you know, like I was saying, with the experience that I have and the fact that I'm also an online shopper, I was able to consider things that a lot of people sometimes miss. Packaging is the most important thing. Majority of the time when you're buying an article of clothing online, it's coming in a plastic bag. It's not very impressive. I've shopped designer stuff that comes like that. It's, you know, but I wanted to make it special. So similarly to the way art is purchased when you buy poster art, our t-shirts actually come in a black tube.
Okay.
The inside, you have the t-shirt wrapped up, but you also have what we call an artist VIP card. So what we have is on the artist VIP card, you have, I can kind of show it to you. You have over here a picture of the artist with his signature. And that is specific to the artist that did the artwork on the clothing that you're purchasing. So right now we do have one artist, but as we bring in the artist, it's also going to be specific to each artist. You have on the top over here, you have
a membership number.
Exactly. Yeah. So similar to art as well, you have it kind of numbered, and you also have QR code that brings you to a hidden access area on site, which is not accessible other than scanning this code. What that brings you to is connecting with the artist closer. There's a video from the artist, some behind the scenes things, some interesting things to learn about the artist. It's something that if the artist wants to really use it to expand and post different events and shows and, you know, for people to actually be fans, to be able to be involved in that level, that's what the purpose is, as well as some behind the scenes tag thread stuff.
That's very clever. So you're giving them a feeling of exclusivity.
Absolutely, because it is important. And that's where I do find I'm not in competition with other t-shirt companies. I am unique.
Absolutely. That is amazing. I really like that idea. That's very clever. So far in putting this business together and launching it, what have been your biggest challenges?
I would lie if I said nothing.
Yeah.
To tell you that you'd be amazed, and this is where I am amazed. I'm still kind of shocked. I mentioned to you that I had this idea 3 years ago when I met the artist. But in reality, the first conversation that was had about Tag Threads actually forming before we even knew it was going to be Tag Threads was at the end of February. And we launched at the end of May.
That's pretty fast.
Setting up a business, having everything available at the warehouse, doing everything A to Z, you know, it was less of a challenge. It felt actually really smooth. And I think part of it was the experience that myself and the other people involved have with, you know, online businesses. And I think combined, we have like over 35 years of experience. And like everything that people wouldn't consider has been considered. And, you know, there's always things. So personally, I would tell you the biggest challenge was having a vision that was not necessarily able to be met. For example, the tubes. I had a vision to have tag threads on the tube to really distinguish that it's tag thread. And you don't really see it because it didn't see visually, it didn't end up coming out the way it should have. So obviously to me, that's a challenge because I do want the customers to experience the absolute best. And I had to settle with things as is, but I have a plan to fix it in the future because, you know.
Doesn't sending it in a tube make it more expensive to ship?
It does.
Okay.
But
you feel it's worth it.
When you're dealing with art, do you really question things like that? When you're dealing with something special?
Okay.
It definitely adds a bit more than just throwing it into an envelope, but it's special and it distinguishes that. And I actually really like the idea of customers, you know, expecting their order and saying, oh, wow, that's Tag Threads box, you know.
Right.
It actually comes in an outer tube, which is triangular. Yeah. So it's different than just a box.
And so are you charging a premium price then for your T-shirts relative to other T-shirt types?
You're saying like if I didn't package it in that form, would my price be cheaper?
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, in order to offer all this extra stuff and still make money, it seems to me that you've got to have higher prices. But if you're marketing it as art rather than t-shirts, you can probably get away with it.
Hand in hand.
Okay.
The price would be the same regardless of how it would have been packaged. And even, you know, with the promotion now of free shipping, obviously, as you know, it's just it makes us have a little bit less profit. But I think the most important thing is really having customers that are happy and, you know, exceeding their expectation of what online shopping is. And that's kind of to the point that I was talking about before of taking that experience online and bringing it into the home. They don't know too much about how the item is coming packaged. I left a little hint, but it was something that, you know, I love surprises. A huge part, and this was actually a challenge for me where I did have to go back. A huge part of, you know, the whole packaging and stuff is I wanted it to be kept a secret. But then I realized that as fantastic as that is, people kind of still want to know a little something when they're making that purchase. And I had to find the creative way of talking about it, but not too much, in the product detail page, so that they kind of know there's something special, but they're not sure yet. And that brings the online experience into their home, where right. that online, that shopping experience is still happening when they're opening it up and seeing the tube and the t-shirt rolled up with the VIP artist card. Like, it's impressive. And, mm-hmm. you know, it, again, it's art. It's a higher end clothing. So yep. it has to be represented. And I think we did a good job at that. To answer your other question regarding, you know, competition, even though I did answer it in a sense, I think yep. the other thing is one of the hottest trends this season, it started out at the fashion shows in last fall, art-inspired or art-infused prints on clothing. So okay. right now it is actually the peak of the start of a trend.
Okay.
We're kind of getting in at a really good time, but differently than, you know, most other people who are doing art on t-shirts, and there's plenty of mm-hmm. companies that do that alone, our focus is really positive infused artwork. So it does keep it to a niche, but it's special in that way, and it really does represent something that is not just funny art or, you know, making fun of things or whatever, which everybody does.
Right. Very cool. Well, I wish you every success, and it'll be fun to watch and see how it proceeds. But I mean, it's clear you know what you're doing. You've given some great thought to it, and I love some of the things you're using to really give yourself an edge in the market and make yourselves unique. So I think that's very exciting. I was really impressed by some of her ideas for promotion, making this into really a premium product with the whole VIP access, her idea of promoting it underground, really, which makes sense for something like graffiti-based art. So I think she's really onto something and really does have a good chance of competing in this market. The only thing that I guess I wonder about is she seems to have built in an awful lot of costs, and without some pretty serious investment, it's going to be challenging, I think, to make a profit. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I hope she succeeds, because I know there is some absolutely awesome graffiti art out there. And actually what I'll do is I'll post on the Frank Online Marketing website, I'll post some of the pictures of some incredible graffiti art that I found in Lisbon and in Buenos Aires, which I referred to in the interview. That's all for today. I hope to be able to bring you a show next week while I'm on the road, but if not, I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. But do check next week. Hopefully I will be able to get something up for you. And of course, as always, if you have a chance to do a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher, I'd be really grateful. And I'd also really appreciate it if you would go over to frankonlinemarketing.com and give some feedback about this episode, or about any of the other episodes that we've had. Chat soon. Bye.